This call is being recorded.
Feel it strong within you. You strong within it. It is you. It is a part of you. It has always been a part of you. But it has become separated from you within your mind's eye, within the understanding that you come into in this life. So at this time, though, take it back as yours. Call upon it whenever you need it. Whenever it can be helpful to you, call upon it. It is there. It is there just as your higher self is there. But as the James said, it is an aspect of your higher self. And it is a connection that you have directly to your higher self. So when you have this more fully, this connection to your light mental body, you are then more fully connected to your higher God self as well. So work with this connection here. Work with it. Know that it is real. Know that it is strong. And when you call upon it, know that it is answering you when you call. That is the key here. If you call upon it and then wonder, well, did they really hear me or what? Then it dissipates this greatly. Know that it is there. Know that it is there for you and to help you and assist you in any way that you have that can be of help at that moment. Does not need to be a moment of consternation or anything of this nature. It can simply be a moment when you have a need for higher knowing, higher understanding, more of a level of oneness. So now, as you are moving around in this body and you are experiencing what is there, you can see, as the James said, many cities, many different levels of vibrations that are here. And you vibrating within this light mental body, you have a high vibration in this body. You may be feeling it now. Some of you are feeling it within your spinal column as the Kundalini energy is being activated here now. You are fully in this, you can feel this Kundalini energy begin to activate. This is not something to ever play around with, though. This is not something to haphazardly raise in terms of raising your Kundalini energy. Raise it only in this manner or in other manner where you call upon it through a sense of love. Never through a sense of fear or a need to become powerful or anything of this nature. This can be dangerous then. But in this way, being in your light mental body, you can feel this Kundalini energy rising within you. Some of you, it is rising now into the third, fourth, and even up into the fifth chakra center. You can feel it rising up the spinal column. As a snake, two snakes rising upward, up the caduceus, and continuing upward as the energy is released to move up. Now it is time to begin to come back from where you are, but just as you moved up through all of these levels, you need to move back down through the levels. But we are going to ask you to do one thing here. As you are moving back along these bodies, back down, take your light mental body with you all the way down. Even though you are changing into each of your forms as you came up, take your light mental body with you, maybe as an overshadowing of you, as it continues back down. And then when you are coming into your physical form, your light mental body is right there. And the more that you call upon it, the more that you realize that it is there, and the more that it realizes that you believe it is real, it will be more so for you. vibration is now the same as your light mental body. And your light mental body's vibration is the same as you. Feel your light mental body coming back in with you into your physical form and come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Sananda. Always wonderful to be with you, with this group, as we continue to assist you and guide you in bringing all of the connection that you are back in with you, back to be with you, to express all that you are and all that you have always been. As you have heard many times, we are fond of this group. We are extra specially prepared to assist all of you in this group. But that is not to put you into a space where your ego comes in and says we are special. You are no more special than we are special, or that anyone anywhere on the planet is special, for you are all dear to our hearts. We love and believe in all of you. And each one of you is doing everything that you know to do in this moment that you know to do it. We are here always with you, to continue to assist and guide you along the way. And very soon, there will be a connection that will be made that will bring us more fully with you, or even to the point of being a physical connection, where you will rise up in vibration to be able to meet with us. That is coming. I only wish to speak briefly here at this time. I will return again tomorrow, as will many others who are planning to experience and work with you. In these final moments before the more major changes begin to happen, all of my peace and love be with you. I am Sananda.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are back here with you again to continue to assist you in all of these endeavors, as Sananda has said. And what a wonderful time to be involved in this and be with you. And to know, for you to know, that very soon there are going to be some pretty big changes coming. And you are here to be a part of this. And yes, every one of you, we speak as one that spoke earlier and not sure if she wanted to be here for this. And we tell you now, to this one, and she knows who we speak of here, you are meant to be here. You are meant to be a part of this new expression. You are meant to be able to look back and see all that you have gone through in your life, and that you are moving ahead and assisting so many others to move ahead as well. And that is what this is all about. All of this is about moving on and assisting all of those others to help them move on as well. And you are doing remarkably well in this way, even though you may not think so, even though you may be thinking, what am I doing? Who am I to assist here? And we would say, you would say, why is it me? Why am I doing this? Why are you choosing me? We are not choosing you. You are choosing yourself. And if you are ones to choose yourselves to continue to be a part of the new expression, to continue to be a part of assisting those who are going to surely need assistance, then you are there to be of assistance to us to help them. You see? And this is how it will work and how it is working now. So we are very excited. We are very much looking forward to more of this particular weekend. This is just the beginning, just the start here. We have so much more planned, and there is going to be what you might call fireworks here. You will see what we speak of here after your meditation tomorrow evening. Okay? We can answer questions here now if you have questions. Anyone with questions?
Well, I have when we were doing the meditation, I couldn't seem to grasp my light mental body. I was good going up to the levels, but when it came to the light mental body, it kept changing. It just kept changing shape, and it just wouldn't become one.
Yes.
So why is that?
Because your intellect was too much involved here. You were thinking too much on this. What should the shape be? What should it look like? How should it be? You see? Instead of just letting it be. That is the difference here. But we can tell you that you had trouble grasping it, but it had no problem grasping you.
Why didn't I get to see it?
We cannot answer why here. We can only tell you that it was there. You have had it before. You have experienced it before. And it is very much aware of you. And you are even very much aware of it at the higher vibrational levels. And certainly all of the other aspects of you are very much aware of it as well. We would say to you, Joanna, not to think onto this too much here.
Okay.
As always, let it be.
Huh. Okay.
We know that you say, ha, but that is easy for you to say. And it is very easy for us to say. But we have also done it before. So we know of what we speak. We have, what you're saying, we have been there, done that, you see? So you are going through some of the similar experiences that we had, but much, much less so in terms of, we have to ask a person here, please do not tend to fire here. Let go here. Just let it be what it is here. Practice here. Let it be. We should bring on one of the Beatles here to sing the song for you. He is aware here of all that is going on. You're John Lennon. You know of him. Let it be. No better words of wisdom were given in that song. You see?
Yes. I have a question.
Yes.
I recently made a trip to Miami, Florida to visit some old friends. And I noticed after being there a very short while, under my right eye, started twitching. A very light twitch, and I didn't really even feel it, but I saw it in the mirror. And I saw today after our first meditation, the twitch is gone. And I felt even when I was down there, it had something to do with me being there, but I'd like to know what that was all about.
We think that you just answered your own question here. You know what it was about. You know that as you move out of vibrations that you are experiencing here, and we are not only speaking of group here, we are speaking of your environment here, your comfort level here, and you moved out of your comfort level into other vibrations that were not akin to you, that have not been acclimating to these energies as you have, and it becomes much more difficult and dense for you to be into that type of experience and that energy. And that energy greatly affects you when you do this. This is not only for this one who asked this question. It is for all here. Know that your vibrations change in the people, the experiences that you find yourself in. So if you go out into nature, your vibrations are much higher than they are if you walk into a crowded room where everyone is speaking at the same time and you are feeling like you cannot handle the energies there. You see? So be aware of this. Be aware of who you find yourself with, where you find yourself, and know that if you venture out, not of your comfort zone so much, but if you venture out of your vibration, then you will experience more difficulties here. That goes for health purposes and all of this. You left here in very good health to this one who is asking this question. Relatively good health, you would say. And you returned in very poor health, you see. But even now, back in this vibration again, what is happening? You are already feeling much better, even though you may not fully be over the symptoms of it. If you are long enough in this vibration, then all of the symptoms would disappear. And we're telling you again that tomorrow evening, when we do this experience of going to the crystal chamber, in the way that this is going to happen, this is going to be different than all of the other times we have done this before. So you are going to, hopefully, for each one of you, the more you can get into it, the more that you will feel the actual being inside the crystal chamber. And the more that you believe it, finish the saying.
The more you will see it.
Yes, very good, very good. You are learning. We must be a good teacher here.
You can say that again.
We must be a good teacher here.
Absolutely.
Was that good enough, Dita?
That was great.
Very good. By the way, Rita?
Yes?
Someone says hello to you. Very close to you, as you know. And says that very soon you are going to be back with your beloved.
Oh,
and
my.
Not in the way that you might be thinking.
Hmm.
You do not need to move through the death process in order to be with him.
Oh.
Okay? Just needed to pass that message along to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Very possible, too, that he may be here over this weekend.
Mm.
Wonderful.
Are there other questions here?
One says, is the light mental body, is it like the shadow that follows you everywhere? You can feel it?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Okay.
No. The shadow you are speaking of has many names, but it has been called the dweller at the threshold. It is a portion of you that has gained energy or gained consciousness over a very long time. And it can be considered, as the shadow, it can be considered the negative side of self. You see?
But it watches everything I do.
Yes, it does. And the more that you give it power, the more power it will take. This is not your ego, though. This is different here.
This is different, yes.
Yes.
How do I get rid of
it? You don't get rid of it.
Oh.
You move past it. You move beyond it.
Okay.
You let it go. See? But the more you try to get rid of it, the more it will dig its heels in and say, nope, you ain't getting rid of me. Not yet. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
During the meditation, a couple times I felt a little uneasy and I guess even a little bit of fear a couple during that process, and I'm just wondering what that was about.
As we spoke of earlier in terms of your Kundalini energy, the Kundalini energy can be very disconcerting at times. It can create some fear even at certain times if you are not ready for it. And if you feel the palpitations, if you feel the movement of the spine, it may be something that gives you some concern. And this can be, like we say here, it can bring on fear here at times. But there is nothing to be fearful, certainly when you are doing these types of experiences, meditations and such. It can be very helpful to you to do these meditations and feel and realize the Kundalini energy is activating. For you have to understand that this is the ascension process. When you have fully ascended, your Kundalini energy will explode through your body. Okay? So it is a good thing.
Okay, so when we feel that fear, do we just let it be there and it'll dissipate, or do we try
let
to turn
it
the
key? Let it be.
Okay.
Let it be. See? Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Other questions here?
Sue had a question.
Yes.
I just wondered if this evening, did we see the New Jerusalem in front of Venus?
We were wondering if that question was going to come. And we are very prepared with the answer here.
I knew you would be.
Certainly, you are experiencing what is there. Others would look at that, and what would they see?
Nothing.
Or they would see a big shining Venus. You see? But you have heard before that the New Jerusalem is there. You have acclimated to the energies that you can experience this light, this expression, this vibration that is put out by the New Jerusalem. And you do not understand this yet, but you had one experience where the James guided you to have the energies come from the New Jerusalem into your Christ grid. Do you remember this, those of you that did this?
Yeah.
And the energies were powerful coming from the New Jerusalem because you could handle them. All of those groups that were doing this at that time could handle these energies. And as you took these energies in, they became a part of you. So you are now a part of the New Jerusalem, you see? And the fact that you saw this evening, even the point that you went out and looked at it, you see, other groups that have no idea of this would not even look twice at it. Oh, that is a bright star there, or that is Venus, you see. Does this answer your question? Other questions here?
One who serves.
I have a question.
Okay, hold on. Someone's asking in the room, and then you're next.
Okay.
The shadow that my friend mentioned comes through another. It's always trying to break through into a person and show itself. When it does, and it comes in aggressive and belligerent, how should one deal with that other than backing away?
We are so glad you have asked this, because now you have the method, you have the tool to use. And what is that tool?
Light mental body.
Yes. You have this. You also have your Merkaba, your light body. Both of these in combination or either one can assist in this process. Try it. Go into a place where there is some negative energy and you wish to hold yourself away from this negative energy. Surround yourself. Call upon your light mental body. Call upon your Merkaba to surround you, to provide a force field around you. And you will find that the negative energies will no longer bombard you. They cannot penetrate through. Anger, despair, sadness, all of these things cannot penetrate through this. If you put this around you and you believe it is there, this is the key. This is always the key, people. Believe it and you will see it. But if you do not believe it, then it would be an exercise in futility for you. So you must believe. When you call upon your light mental body, and do it often, do it every day. Not to necessarily do something for you, but just call it and let it know you're thinking of it. You see? And it will respond in kind. And before long, you will find that you can call upon it for many different things. You want to create healing for someone else that can be healed? Then call upon your light mental body to assist you. You can also call on many of the those that pertain to this type of thing, to healings. You can call on Sananda, Yeshua. You can call on Hilarion. You can call on Saint Germain, any of them that you wish, Ashtar, all of them can assist you in this. But these, you have to understand, are outside of you, whereas your light mental body is a part of you. And there is a big difference here. Okay?
Thank you.
There was a question on your phone here.
Yes, this is Cheryl. Is the higher self just above the light mental body? Is that the next level up?
No, it is higher than this, but it is a start.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Give you a word here. Some of you may already know it and understand somewhat of it, monad. And that can give you an idea. If you do not understand what it is, what is your saying? Google it. No, take that back. Do not think that will bring much to you. Google is not ready for this yet.
So is it because we're third dimensional beings that measure and need some kind of a reference that we say, is it the below or above, or is it next to the higher self, when in fact it's actually just the vibration of it?
Yes. Very good. Very, very good. The idea of higher than lower is within your mind here, within your programming here. There is no higher and lower at the higher vibrations. You see? There is no better, no worse. Because as you move up into the higher vibrations, you move more and more out of the realm of duality. It is not that there is no duality, but it takes an entirely different form here, we can say. You will understand this in time, or rather in frequency, as you move through this.
And if you say that the light mental body is an aspect of the higher self, how I see it in my mind, how I quantify it in my mind, is the higher self is like an umbrella over all of our aspects, and that there are different aspects of us that have different qualities or uses.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, we will give you another analogy here, the tree. The trunk of the tree, the roots of the tree, is your higher self. The branches, the leaves, all of that are the aspects of you and of your higher self. You can, if you want, if you need to have higher and lower, you can turn the tree upside down. So it looks like the higher self is higher, you see, but it makes no difference. But this is the tree of life.
Yeah.
This is what is depicted by the tree of life. The real truth here, not the make-believe fables that have been put upon you, such as Adam and Eve and those types of things. There is some reality to this story, but not in any way the way it was presented. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. Can you tell me what is going on with the lower part of my leg, like from the knee?
We did not hear the question here.
From my knees, when I try to get in a relaxed state to meditate, I always get this anxiety in the lower, in my legs below my knees from on down, and it's like this resistance that happens all the time. Tell me what is going on and how can I relieve this?
Yes, you are bringing this from a past life, where you experienced, we can almost say, the life of a yogi. And you were doing these things, you were learning at an early age to still your mind, to still your body. And there were parts of you that fought against this. It was difficult for you at times.
Mm-hmm.
But you persevered, you moved through it, and continued to move through it. But your life at that time was ended prematurely before you could complete all of this expression here that your teacher was attempting to teach you here. So in coming into this now, you have resistance here because you did not complete it at that time. And the resistance is there attempting to protect you, you might say, from having the early departure of life that you went through there because of this.
Okay, so I did get that it might have been something from a previous life. So,
yes.
So how can I get past that now?
There are many different things you can do here.
Uh-huh.
One is a chiropractic manipulations could be helpful.
Okay.
Although also, there are other tools that can be of assistance here in terms of use of certain crystals that can give you help here. We will not tell you what those crystals are, though. You must look into this.
Okay.
And as well as the chiropractic as well. There are other tools, too, that can be of assistance, and even hands-on from others who are working in this level of expression and these vibrations can also be of assistance to you. And also now that you have this, you had it already before, but you have reestablished this with your light mental body, this can also be very much helpful to you. When you feel this level of discomfort come over you, call upon your light mental body to alleviate the energies that are creating this,
that are
blocking. There are energies, there are meridians that are blocking this.
Okay.
You can also, if you want to, one more thing, you could have the acupuncture, which would also help to alleviate this as well.
Okay.
But if you could also do a past life regression that could also assist this as well here too. Many different tools available to you.
Yes, it's such a blockage, and it's so just, you know, it's such a discomfort.
We cannot hear what you are saying here.
It is such a blockage, and it's really just discomfort when this happens all the time.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Any further questions here?
Well, I listened to your response to that last question in relation to my own healing issue. Is there anything from your perspective that I am not releasing completely in order to heal my foot?
My goodness, you are coming to personal types of things here, but that is okay because we are personal back with you.
Okay.
So we are going to attempt to do this. And Cynthia, don't think that we don't think of you here.
Thanks.
I know that you always say, but I ask these questions and no one tells me the answer. Well, we have told you many answers. You just did not hear them.
Yeah.
Now, to the one who is asking this, the foot, there is a connection also here as well. We are not going to say directly what that connection is as to what lifetime it was, but you had an expression where, do you wish us to go ahead with this?
Yes. Yeah, my permission.
You had an expression where you were in a lifetime where you held a sword in your hand, and you used that sword to sever another person's foot in anger. And this is a karmic expression that you are holding on to here. You do not need to hold on to it, though, because it is simply a memory. We are giving you the memory directly here. You can look at it further, go into your own meditation, and ask to see it if you are ready for it. Will not be pleasant. But if you are ready for it, you can realize that it is nothing more than just a memory. That is all it is. And memories cannot hurt you unless you let them hurt you. And it creates blockage here, also in the meridians there, in the foot, coming from the heart center down to the foot area, there is a block there, a blockage. So the love expression from your heart is not getting down to there. This should give you a hint of how to alleviate this. But we can also tell you, for each one of you, when you do this experience tomorrow night, there will be healings. Just be ready for it and know and believe it that it, when it is happening. And then it will last longer than just the weekend.
Is the person whose foot I severed in another lifetime present in my life now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Are there any further questions here?
When I entered this house today evening, my eyesight shifted. I just wanted to ask, am I going to get rid of my glasses tomorrow evening?
Well, that tends to move into the realm of psychic predictions here. And you know that we don't play that game. But we can tell you, without coming directly out and telling you, you are going to experience assistance here and help with this, if you allow it. But you see, for all of you, the programming that you have all been involved in, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, karmic expression after karmic expression, is with many of you. And you need to let it all go. Let it be. You see, we cannot say it any easier or more simply than that. Let it be. And once you fully let it be, then it will no longer be. You see?
Is that like what you resist, person?
Yes.
Yeah.
You like our way of saying it better.
I have one quick question. Because you mentioned past life regression. And what my mind is telling me, and I'm not sure this is the truth, but what my mind is telling me is that if you do a past life regression, face the things that are holding on to you or holding you back, you might have to do maybe 4 or 5 past life regressions to get the pattern of it.
That is correct. That is very possible. But even one can open up the pattern and give you a glimpse at it here and understand from whence it comes here.
And is it a truth that the level of openness that you have at the time to moving past the area of blockage is important? Like, because you could have a past, I've had many past life regressions, and it seems like some of my patterns are just hanging on. I don't seem to get past things. Is it because I'm not open to it?
We're going to answer this question by telling you what occurred here from the James here at another time. You already are aware of this, Joanna, but many others here are not. So hopefully this will give you an understanding. When the James did one of these past life regressions some time ago, he went into a lifetime in what you call the Old West, and found that he was not a nice person. He was a man, and he was not a very nice man. He was very much of a villain, you might say. Outlaw, that type of thing. But very vicious, raped, murdered, all of these things in that lifetime. And the reason this was shown to him was at the end of this, and he went through the lifetime and the death of that lifetime, in the hanging, by the way, and when he went through the hanging process, remembering this, experiencing this again, where did he find himself? Not in hell, what he was expecting, not in the type of darkness, but in light. And surrounded by those, what you might call angels, or those of the light. And he was astounded by this. See? So there is never a time when you have had all of your experiences where you are ever forgotten, where you are ever not who you are. Even if you do something terribly karmic, such as this. Now, you have to understand that this was completed. The karmic debt from this was completed after this. Lifetime after lifetime came from this and experienced the same things that he gave out in that lifetime. So there is something to dot the I's and crossing the T's. But only until you realize you do not need to do this anymore. When you have let go of the attachments. And that includes the attachments to your karmic debts.
So it's not about resolving the pattern. It's about letting go of attachments.
Yes. There you go. Hit the nail on the head, or however that saying goes. Head on the nail? Yes, nail on the head. No, head on the nail. How does the saying go?
Nail on the head,
yes. Okay.
So we can actually be attached to our pattern.
Yes, very much so. Where do you think much of the illnesses and all of the maladies on the planet come from? Attached to all of those old memories.
I have something I have to ask about the Louise Hay writing.
Yes.
And she talks about, you know, I know you went past this level of understanding, but she talks about how the feet are, you know, the key to moving forward, and we begin to have trouble with our feet when we're hesitant to move forward in our lives. Is that too simplified, or is it, I mean, because I know, like, our friend Sue has a foot issue. That
can be helpful. We are going to give this. Take it one step at a time. Move the feet one step at a time and move into the future. Do not hold on to the past. You see, many of you hold on to the past. Your memories, even if you are not even aware of the memories, you hold on to them.
Subconscious.
Your subconscious, yes. It holds on for you. But when you have let go, fully let go, go with the flow, let it be, all of these things we continue to tell you. And here and there, you begin to get this a little bit and a little bit more. And then the next thing you know, you are letting go of an entire attachment that you had been holding on to. May not even be aware of it, but you have let it go anyway. And then there goes the maladies. There goes the illnesses. Now, if you consciously are aware of this, it is even better. You can consciously create healing in the body. There is no reason to have illnesses. There is no reason to have injuries. There is no reason to have accidents. All of this stuff is consciousness. Your consciousness is creating all of this. Be in a higher consciousness, and you be in perfect health. Be in a higher vibration, and you be in perfect health at that time. And there is nothing that can penetrate this.
So just to clarify, the state of higher vibration is a state is where you find yourself in gratitude and gratefulness and love and understanding and compassion, and those levels of that, and not so much in frustration or fear or anger. Is that where
yes.
the higher vibration is?
So certainly.
So if you are still having physical issues, for example, and you feel that you're in the higher vibration most of the time, I'm not speaking for myself, I'm just in general, you know, like looking at things, and you find yourself in high vibration and very loving person most of the time, why do you still have physical issues?
Because you believe you do.
Oh, crap. Okay. All right.
Believe you will get sick. Believe you are sick and tired. People say that all the time.
Getting old. Is
getting older.
Oh, she's saying it's the worst.
Yes. We are going to say this, even though the James is off there saying, no, no, don't say this. Getting pissed off.
Uh-oh.
And leading to what you call urinary infections. You see?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of this is purposeful. All of this is a part of this. But it is, look at it as a game. You are simply playing a game, and you are playing their game. You are playing the game of those that are controlling this, or have been in controlling this entire process, this entire illusion. You are playing their game. Well, now it is time to begin to strum a different tune here. Create your own music. You see? Do not play their game anymore. Play your own game. And part of that playing of the game is to just simply let it be. When you are feeling somewhat sick or have illness or feeling pain in your body, sing. Let it be.
Okay.
Sing it. Put it on the radio or your what is your CDs or whatever it might be. Play the music. Play it. Many other songs as well. Music can be very, very helpful.
Even
not some music, certainly. Because that is not music. That is just the sound. Very, yes, noise. And that is very disconcerting to the chakra centers, by the way. People do not already know this. But put on some symphony or some music that has meaning to you, and it can lift your spirits higher than you can imagine. You all know this. You all know how a certain song makes you feel. Why not be playing that song more often, even in your head? And then you're going to say, oh, great, thank you. You put that song in my head, and now I can't get rid of it. Okay? Other questions here before we leave channel?
Shanti, this is Moses.
Yes.
Greetings. So today we were preparing for dinner for this majestic event, and a wonderful arrangement was made for a dinner guest to visit us, and it was arranged, and we're blessed with her company. So I just wanted to introduce her because she has a question. Her name is Shay.
Okay. Yes, Shay.
It was just about pain. My whole body just went like pain.
Starting the meditation, you mean?
Yes, when we started.
That is because you are opening blockages that have been there for a very long time. In this experience, even this one time here, you created a movement of this Kundalini energy. Do you know what Kundalini energy is?
No.
That you may be able to Google. But you can find out much information about this Kundalini energy. Find books, all of these things, and begin to understand it. It would be very helpful to you. But in this particular instance, you had an awakening somewhat of this Kundalini energy, and your body at the time, within the energy that it is now, was not ready for this directly. So it created some different pains and aches and things of this nature. But they will not last, they will be gone, and you will feel much better as a result of this. What is, there was the saying in the movie The Matrix, you will feel right as rain. Okay?
Okay.
We had a question here in the room, and then this would be last one here.
Yeah, for those of us that have been working on our Kundalini energy awakening, and we're obviously working on our energy centers, clearing blockages, and working daily on these things, how do we know, or is there a way to know whether our physical bodies and our energy centers are ready for a full Kundalini awakening experience?
Pat, my dear brother here, you are always in your head, always in your mind, always thinking, always analyzing. Let it go. Let it be. It is whatever it is. You are experiencing these movements in your spinal column, and it is a good thing. It is something that is happening as a result of the experiences you have been creating in your life. And the more that you just simply let it go and have everything be as it is, then you will not need to ask those types of questions anymore, either of us or of yourself. Because it will be right to you. It will feel right. You will know it is right for you. Not for someone else, but for you. You understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Any further clarification on this?
I just have one thing really quick. When we were doing the meditation, the top of my head started itching like crazy. My head never itches.
Tingling,
yeah. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Maybe. But I thought it was an itch.
No.
So I was trying to scratch it and nothing was working.
Welcome
you know?
To my world.
So what was that? I never
had
that
a
before.
Tingling all up in here too.
Is that just the energy moving on?
Yes, Kundalini energy.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God, I didn't recognize it. It freaked me out. I thought I was getting dandruff.
Oh, are
wow.
You kidding?
No, I thought something was wrong with my head. I never felt that. Not to that. It felt like.
Now you can tell James something here. Joanna, you can tell James something here. When he has to itch his head, whether it is in meditation or other, it is not dandruff. He thinks there is something wrong. Dry scalp, whatever it might be, it is not. It is these experiences. It is this raising of vibrations that is occurring here. Kundalini energy is rising. Even in times when you are not meaning for it to rise. You see?
And then did I see on the ceiling a portal opening up because I thought it was the fire, but I kept looking and it erased itself or something. Was that a portal opening?
You saw what you saw. You believe what you believe.
I don't know.
If you question it, then it was not real.
Okay.
If you believe it, it is real. Because what is your imagination? It is imaging in. It is creating images in your mind. You are creating them. Is there any less of a reality than your current illusionary system that you are in? That is what you must ask yourself here. Just because your physical world seems real to you, it is more of an illusion than your imagination is creating. And what have we said is thought processes in the higher vibrations? Your imagination, your visualization skills. You see? We're going to release channel now. The other one who serves, other ones are going to be coming in, not this time now, but tomorrow. And they are ready to go. They have all kinds of things ready and planned here. Lots of jokes as we understand it here.
Thank you.
Chanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.